I'm Mark Sheldon, and this is The Road to Health, a podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. For the past 8 years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island has been working to make LGBTQIA health settings transparently inclusive and welcoming through the Safe Zone program. This program aims to direct Rhode Islanders to these healthcare settings that have shown a commitment to LGBTQIA+ inclusion, making it easier for folks to access inclusive and affirming care. Safe Zone certification has blossomed in that time to a wide variety of healthcare settings that actively make these spaces ones that meet the unique needs of this population where they are. The program now boasts 117 Safe Zone locations, 37 of which joined in our fall 2023 cohort. Scott Gowrie, Safe Zone program lead, let me join him as he met with some of these new Safe Zone providers, and we got to hear more about their ongoing journey toward LGBTQIA+ inclusion and the experience of pursuing Safe Zone certification. Scott, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Mark.
So our listeners will remember back from our Road to LGBTQIA Allyship podcast that we had several entrants to the Safe Zone cohort in 2023 already, and we're back for round two. So once again, I was fortunate enough to attend quite a few of these with you, and we've got some great stories to share. Who are we starting with?
First, we're going to hear from Hasbro Children's Rehabilitation Center, including from Hannah Watson, who is an occupational therapist. And we're also going to hear from Steve Mercurio, who is assistant clinical manager, as well as an occupational therapist. And they're really going to share about their work on their diversity and culture committee at Hasbro and really the conversations and education that needs to happen to make sure that their patients are supported both clinically and socially in the setting.
Well, part of the newer workforce is we've been broken into different teams, and Steve and I have been on the culture and diversity team, and knowing that the LGBTQ plus community has been a big prevalent part of our patient population, we have been working hard to become the Safe Zone. Updates and things we've done, we've really looked into like assessments and like norms as far as like gender norms and things like that to better address our population.
One of the things too that we wanted to provide for families and our kiddos is to feel accepted and safe. And in order for us to be able to do so, we first had to do a lot of education. We had to do a lot of exploration, both from a clinical perspective and also a social perspective. And having the conversations that may be uncomfortable, conversations that may be difficult, conversations that may provoke thought or emotions or passion. And in order to do so, we started this group here and asked for volunteers throughout the entire clinic, which included all disciplines. And we were really happy that a lot of people were interested in being able to come up with the safest, most effective way of meeting the needs of our clients with all diversities. And it's been a great learning experience as a clinician, but also as a human being.
Man, that's great stuff. Scott, who are we hearing from next?
Next, we're going to hear from Allison Croak, who's the president and CEO at Wood River Health. She's going to really dive into all the ways that they create an inclusive space for LGBTQ plus people, including physical space, patient education, and conversations that staff are having in the direction they need to move forward.
And we also looked at all of our communications materials. Do we have inclusive photos on our website? Are we using inclusive language? Are our bathrooms within the organization gender neutral? Part of that was to really make an effort to educate our patients routinely about why we ask the questions about sexual orientation and gender identity. And there's a phrase in the communications that we use that is do ask, do tell. And we put that message out there in our lobby that's continuously running on the TV screen while you're waiting for your appointment to begin, to encourage people to let us know what their sexual orientation and gender identity is. Organizations like Blue Cross are really leaders in the healthcare space statewide. And so for them to really invest in LGBTQ plus care and gender affirming care really hopefully can set an example for other organizations in the state so that it just becomes more mainstream and routine. It's not intended to be to make anyone uncomfortable or put or make sure people aren't at ease. It's really about, you know, being respectful and treating everyone with dignity and respect and making sure that they get the healthcare that they need. And so Blue Cross is definitely a leader in that space.
I'm not going to slow you down, Scott. Who are we hearing from next?
Next up, we're going to hear from Tides Family Services, which is an organization statewide that provides a number of community-based services and programs to support families in Rhode Island. So we're going to hear from Cindy Gonzalez, who is the Human Resources Director, as well as Lindsay Morrison, the VP of Development and Communications. And they're really going to discuss what Safe Zone certification means to staff and clients alike and why it's so particularly important for the work that they do to be engaged in creating safe spaces.
I think it's important for our organization for multiple reasons, between staff, our clients, our students, for everyone to feel like they're in a safe space regardless of how they identify. For us as an organization, it's very important, and we want to make sure that everyone that walks through any of our doors in any of our six locations feels safe and feels confident to walk in the way they are.
One of the big things about Tides is that we service a lot of children. That's the predominant feel what we do. And so sometimes these kids don't have a safe space at home. So we want to make sure that they feel safe within our walls here at Tides.
So next up, we're going to hear from Dan Cobbs-Meyer, who is the CEO of Thrive Behavioral Health. And he's going to share a bit about their commitment to LGBTQ plus inclusion and why it's so particularly important at this time in history to affirm this commitment.
The Safe Zone initiative was a natural extension of our DEI initiative, which we undertook 2 years ago. And we really saw it as being particularly important right now because the LGBTQ community is particularly embattled nationwide. And we felt it really important to make a strong statement as an organization, our support of this community and our efforts to create safe zones in two of our locations right now and ultimately in all of our locations before we get through.
Okay, Scott, let's keep it going.
Here is Steve Warren, a physical therapist at Papa's OPT, who also leads their DEI initiatives across the organization. So Papa's OPT pursued Safe Zone certification as part of their overall DEI initiatives as an organization, and upon doing so, really discovered how great of a need there is to meet this community where they're at and address healthcare disparities in working with this community.
Our company decided to really move forward with trying to progress ourselves in DEI, and our CEO approached me about joining with DEI. So initially, as we're trying to brainstorm some of those ideas, one of the areas we said is we need to make our environments more inclusive and make our language more inclusive. And so actually, it was one of my coworkers that found a facility that had a safe zone and had really, you know, taken that initiative. And so I figured that was a good place for us to start. And so the journey began. And as I researched, I realized how much of a need it was because of the disparity in healthcare. The LGBTQIA community was very underserved, misrepresented. And as a result, disparities in healthcare were unbelievable. I mean, even more so than minorities on some scale. So that was something that's really sensitive to me. So I decided to really push forward and put some energy into that.
So I understand we got quite a few conversations coming out of East Bay Community Action Program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And first up, we're going to hear from Sarah Reinstein, who's the Quality Improvement Project Manager at EBCAP and responsible for leading the work on this Safe Zone certification. She really talks about their commitment to this work as a community health center to ensure that care is accessible, high quality, safe, and inclusive.
Well, EBCAP's mission is to provide health and human services to all, and we've looked for more opportunities to better serve all members of our community, including LGBTQ patients and clients who are historically underserved in the East Bay area. We've improved our outreach to the LGBTQ community, and we're further developing our transgender whole health program that provides services and resources to our transgender and gender non-conforming patients and clients. We really do value not only excellent health care for our patients, but also providing an affirming and welcoming space for all. So we felt that it really made sense for us to become a safe zone recognized practice to publicly affirm that commitment to providing that inclusive care and services to our community.
In continuing with East Bay Community Action Program, we're going to hear from Amy Lagasse, Vice President of Behavioral Health.
I think it's particularly important for EBCAP to commit to LGBTQ plus inclusion because we are the community center for the whole Upper East Bay portion of the state. As a community health center, EBCAP is here to serve our whole community. We are embedded in it. We are invested in it. And the LGBTQ population is a really important part of our community. We acknowledge that and we honor that. No one should go without good personalized. It's always to destigmatize. It's always to include. It's always to empower. And it's always to improve access for everyone to all of our healthcare options. LGBTQ and other populations have been marginalized or unable to access really important and necessary care in safe and welcoming spaces. We want people to know that they can get that here.
Next up from EBCAP is Quentin Foster, Director of Transgender Whole Healthcare Program at EBCAP. Quentin's going to share about this program and how it uniquely meets the needs of the LGBTQ community.
Absolutely. So EBCAP has a variety of programs and services directed towards the LGBTQ plus community. Specifically, our trans health program is an interdepartmental initiative that started just over a year ago. The purpose of this program is really to fill a lot of those service gaps that are experienced by the LGBT community overall, including access to gender-affirming healthcare and social programming, safe and inclusive health and human services, educational opportunities, networking and community building, outreach and improvements of other societal drivers of health. For the future is to increase our staffing, have more staff with lived experience to support the LGBT community, as well as expand our services such as gender-affirming mental health therapies. We're also very proud to have recently started offering injectable pre-exposure prophylaxis medications. This is a very new and exciting opportunity for our patients to be able to access PrEP in a way that is not requiring them to take a daily pill. So that is one of our additional services that we have recently started, really focusing on the needs of the LGBT community rather than just the very, very basics of creating a welcoming environment.
Closing out for EBCAP, we'll hear from Dr. Lisa Denny, Chief Medical Officer. She gets into how inclusive care is really a basic human right and how all of us have to work together on this front to provide this level of care, including healthcare payers, providers, hospitals, and community organizations.
So back in the 1940s, the World Health Organization put into their charter that providing access to culturally appropriate care is a basic human right. And here we are this many years later, still struggling to achieve that goal. So I think it's core to every health system's mission to provide culturally appropriate care to every single person. And we can't do that alone. We need to do it in collaboration. So EBCAP's work, being supported by Blue Cross's work, fits in with what the hospitals are doing. We need to work together across the board every day to be better, to try to reach the goal, which is just a basic fundamental human right.
So Scott, I think we've come to our final guest. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, so in this interview, we're speaking with Courtney Klenk, who is the senior physical therapist at Miriam Outpatient Rehab Clinic. And she's going to share a bit about her experience and how meaningful Safe Zone certification and inclusive signage has been to her and how she feels her patients feel about it. She's also going to talk about the importance of building close rapport with her patients in the work that they do every day.
And also, there's a lot of hands-on types of treatments. It's just really important for us to get to know who a patient is. So in order to build a rapport to have successful outcomes, patients need to feel safe.
Scott, this has been so inspiring and meaningful. If people want to learn more, where should they go?
Great question. So for organizations that are interested in pursuing Safe Zone certification, they can visit our Safe Zone webpage at bcbsri.com/providers/safezone-program. For more information about certification and where to find the application link. For anyone interested in visiting a Safe Zone, they can go to our Safe Zone directory at bcbsri.com/safezones.
I'll make sure that all of that is in the show notes. Scott, thanks so much for joining me and for taking me along on this great journey.
Thank you so much, Mark. Every year it's so inspiring to visit these safe zones and hear about their stories, more about their why and their passion for this work. And just grateful for the opportunity to share their stories on this platform.
The Road to Health is a podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. It's hosted and produced by me, Mark Sheldon, and Mason Im is our sound engineer, with additional support from David Montalvo. I'd like to thank my co-hosts, Scott Gowrie, and all of our Fall 2023 Safe Zone certified guests. Be healthy, be well, and keep your eyes on the road.